Yeah, my memories of it is I knew it was there. In the 80s, there was a nightclub known as the Nectarine Ballroom, and every night you go in there, you had a different clientele and crowd in there. So that's my highlights of Ann Arbor back in the 80s for me. Sebring was okay. It's a bit of a dump in the sense of its age. It's an old World War II airfield and practice facility. The track is about as old. It's got a character of its own, but the racing there is just absolutely phenomenal. And we've had some accidents, a couple of hard ones, but everybody walked away, and that's the most important thing. Nobody got hurt seriously. Maybe just bruised egos, or stupid mistakes that they make. But yeah, it was just way different than the 24 hours of Daytona. I mean, Daytona is a up-to-date facility, and then you take something that was built in the 40s for World War II, and you really don't change anything on it. I mean, pretty much the original pavement's still there, and you can imagine how bumpy and how treacherous it is on driving. So, yep, that's about it there for me. And I've only had about maybe 6 hours of sleep since I got up Saturday morning, so... But I got laundry and things like that I got to do today, so I won't be doing any sleeping until tonight. That's about it on my end.